And I know what's happening when you allow these excuses to come and you need to be here with the saints. It's easy for us. If that's what I need to do, I'll do it. But when you got something available for people to come together, it's easy for you to come here and I can teach you these things. And I'm not going to hold back anything. I used to do it because, in other words, what I'm saying, whatever the Spirit of God tells me, that's who I'm listening to teach. Because you can try to, you know, show off and all that kind of stuff. I'm not concerned about that kind of stuff. I want to hear what the Spirit of God is saying and know that you're ready to hear that. I will hold back nothing. That's what he done. He said, testifying both to who? The Jews and also to the Greek. Repentance towards God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. And see, I read last week when Agabus came, and so this in the next chapter, and took his girdle, belt, and bound himself with it. Said the man that owned, took Paul's belt, bound himself, and he said the man that owned this belt, this is what the Jews are going to do to him at Jerusalem. And he said, what do you mean? You remember we read that last week. So this is what he's talking about. I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the thing that shall befall me there. He didn't know what was going to happen altogether. And the Lord sent Agabus, the prophet, to tell him, give him a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, what was going to happen to him. Save that the Holy Ghost, what? Witnesses in every city saying that bonds and affliction abides me. But none of these saying what? You see, now you can see what he's saying. Because he was facing stuff. You face stuff every day. With families, jobs, body, your physical body, your finances, your relationship, your communication with people you work, you know, and stuff just come up. Right? And when you know the truth about what it is, you go to the doctor, you do different things, and you get these reports that's different from what you want in life. And see, Paul was called to be an apostle, called to be a missionary. An apostle is a sent one. And he was called to go to different places. When his calling, remember when Ananias said that the thing he will suffer, he's going to the Gentile world. And when you get persecuted, now, if I have time, I'll read some of the things he went through. But I don't know if I have that time. But what I want you to see, how he stood his ground. What did he say at the end of his, what did he say at the end of his life? I have what? Fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I kept the faith. Oh, would nobody stop me? And so he said, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might what, finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And see, that's what we're here. This is why this church is here. We're here to get people saved, to get people. And so you can go forth and testify of the gospel, of the grace of God, this good news. What were we singing? What were the praise team singing just before they went down? What were the song? How great. How great is God? He great, he great, he great. You're so great. Come, you can keep us in perfect peace in a torn up world. I can live a life of victory right here, and there is nothing the devil can do about it. He may come, but you need to establish yourself and boundaries. And you establish your boundaries, and when he see that line, he know he can't cross it. You need to have a sign on you. You walk around, and you need to say, off limit. Not, that means you, devil. That means you. Wear it right up here in your chest where you know, like we want these t-shirts, all these stuff on. You need to have a spiritual sign on your chest. Right there. That means you, devil. You don't touch this. When you touch it, you're in trouble. You need to be just that strong, just that firm, and just that, embedded in the word of God, that you know what you say, it will be as though God said it. See, nobody tells us that we can go that far. They leave you with the thing, you can say it, but it might happen. No, 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 no. Come on. When I say it, that's it. And if we don't ever step up to that place, we'll never get there. We always want to be. One day I will be healed. No! I was healed 2,000 years ago. And I demand my rights. And I'm going to do a message on this subject here. I'm putting a demand on your word, Lord. I'm putting a demand on it. And I don't want to get off on that, but I'm going to preach it. That's what you can you understand? That's what happened to that woman with the issue of blood. When she heard, she put a demand on his word. She said, if I but touch what his garment, his clothes, I don't have to touch him. Just touch his clothes. I shall be whole. She put a demand on God, Jesus. Jesus said, somebody just put a demand on my ability to heal. So, Paul said, not only these things, I won't get, because if I, I'll take off preaching another sermon. Paul said, none of these things move me, even though he knew bonds and affliction, persecution, and all that. You know, if you live godly, if you live a believer, as a believer, a tongue talker, you're going to get ridiculed by religious folks. They're not going to agree with you. They're going to poke fun at you. They're going to try to make you look shame, silly, foolish. But none of these things move me. Hallelujah. And when they see you well, healthy, trim, and slim, Holy Ghost filled, you're going to get there. We're going to get their attention. But long as we just go along with the crowd, they think ain't nothing happened. Did you hear what I said? So, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to this. See where I want to pick up. Yeah. Let me see where I want to pick up. Yeah.